got a job at Mensa Travel, strictly commission, and it was the same as before, trying hard, no money. Well, that thing with the hand tickets had worked okay the first time. I just had to find somebody who could scratch them off the books the right way. Now, I couldn't go over there to TN myself. Erno would have run me out. But I was hanging in the wrong place one night, and in comes Gandalf, trying like always to unload something somebody or another stole. I knew who he was. I'd worked out at the airport right after high school for a couple of months. He used to buy weed off me. By then, he couldn't begin to reckon my name, but I figured since he always knew if something had come loose of its owner, he might know a ticket agent out at Disabled who'd like to work something. Promised him if it cooked, we'd look after him. That's how I got hooked up with Louisa. She didn't want any part of it at first. How I convinced her finally was when I told her Erno had done the same thing. That had some traction with her. She wasn't going to be Erno's fool or anybody else's. Muriel asked when this was. Oh, we must have started in January of 91. That's when they all got killed, right? 91. I'd say January then. And it went along fine, till I ran into Gandalf in that same place, Lamplight. And it turned out she wasn't giving him anything from her end. Might be she didn't really get it, that she was supposed to cover him. Man, I know I told her, but she hadn't done it. And he went all over the airport, running his mouth till she finally gave him her cameo, just to shut him up while she tried to get together what she owed him.
You're saying Louisa basically pawned the cameo to him? Asked Muriel.
Exactly, said Collins. Said it was like a family heirloom. Of course it was too late, because with Squirrel mouthing off, Erno had fallen to this now, and he was tripping. Soon as he heard my name, he knew darn well what was going down. He got up in my face. He wasn't going to have me stealing right under his nose in his shop, especially not as he was the one who taught me how to do it. He told me to quit, or he'd stop it. And next I heard, he'd had Louisa search for some phony reason.
Drugs, offered Larry.
Exactly, said Collins. Drugs. Said she had drugs on her. Maybe Erno thought, since she was mixed up with me, that we were doing that, too, but she wasn't anybody to treat that way. After that, man, it was on. She wanted money anyway for Gandalf so she could get her cameo back. Early July, she gave me the word. Said she'd been real careful, but she had some tickets stashed. She wasn't worried any about Erno, either. Said she'd hide those tickets so wasn't anyone would find them, not to worry. 4th of July, nobody around. She figured that was the time. So, come to July 3rd, actually July 4th, past midnight, we had a meet at Paradise. She wasn't in the door 2 seconds when Erno runs in behind her. He'd been watching her error reports, sneaking around, following her. You had it now, lady, he says to her. I gave you a chance. Looks at me and says, you get the hell out of here. And as for you, he says to Louisa, you hand me those tickets you got stuffed in your underwear and write out a resignation right now, or I'm calling the cops. Louisa, man, she was tough. She didn't take it from nobody. F you, she says. You ain't calling no police. You call the police on me, I'll tell him you did the same thing.
Lifting a hand, Collins shifted. The sun was straight in his eyes.
See there, when she said that to him, that was what you'd have to call the turning point. 'Cause Erno, it didn't even enter his mind that I'd have let on about him. He just figured I'd turned on Louisa. But he would never think I'd tell that kind of secret. Not to somebody who wasn't family. Erno, he had a temper, getting all red, eyes like saucers. He started busting on both of us, screaming and whatnot, and Gus came over and told him to get his butt out of there, and... Erno wasn't hearing it. That didn't go on too long before Gus came back with his pistol. After that, it was pretty much like my uncle said in court.
And you? Asked Larry of Collins.
Me?
What were you doing?
After Erno shot Gus, I bust out crying. And my uncle, man, started in hollering,
"Whose fault is this anyway, Collins? Whose fault?"
Right then, I figured I was next. And then Erno saw the last one, hiding. Poor dude. He was under a table. Erno pointed a gun and marched him down to the freezer, and then I heard the shot. Didn't sound like the first two for some reason. Something worse about it. For Erno, too. After he came up and looked at me, all that anger, that was done. He just sat there, wasted, and told me what to do. We were going to make it look like a robbery. Get this, wipe that. I did it all.
And it was you who dragged the bodies downstairs? Larry asked.
Right. Crying the whole time, too.
Collins chucked his face in Larry's direction. You thinking about those footprints?
That I am.
Forensics had matched Paul Judson's shoes with the footprints trailing through the bloody drag patterns left by the bodies.
When I come up the last time, Erno saw that my slip-ons were soaked through with blood. He said, "You can't go out in the street in those. You go downstairs and see which of them dead men got shoes that might fit you."
That was the first time it even came to me to say no to him. I ain't putting my foot in no dead man's shoe.
Can you imagine? We actually carried on about that for a while. But I finally did like he said, same as the rest of it.
Collins pointed at Larry.
You go check those shoes that came off the third one, the businessman. Nice pearl gray pump, Italian. Faccioni, the brand, I think. I couldn't ever believe nobody noticed those shoes. What businessman goes round in a pearl gray pump?
Muriel could see something moving behind Larry's hard expression. The shoes were clicking. It seemed to be hitting home with them that Collins was probably telling a large chunk of the truth. She hadn't had much doubt of that for some time now.